Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is Our Favorite Things Behind the Curtain. Please join us on Facebook at Behind the Curtain, Broadway's Living Legends.
Or on Twitter at Broadway Curtain.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, Kevin, what do you got for us?
All right, so I'm just going to take us back a couple years. This is the year I graduated high school, actually, 1998.
Really?
Yes. And
you a big Backstreet Boys guy?
I was all about the Broadway musicals then.
Oh yeah. You didn't know popular music?
Not that much. I'm ashamed to say. I'm not ashamed to say. I'm proud to say. Dave
Neither
Matthews,
did
that
I.
Was it.
I had one album that was contemporary. It was a No Doubt.
Oh, No Doubt.
Somebody gave it to me for a birthday.
Yeah.
But I took the CD out and I threw it away and I put my Pippin CD in there because I lost my Pippin case.
Yes, you did.
So people were very upset when they put on their No Doubt album.
When I went to college, I got you have two options to listen to this show. This was a show that played Broadway.
Okay.
And there's two options. There's a studio recording and then there's an original Broadway cast recording that was finally released. They had recorded it and they never released it until, thank goodness for the advent of iTunes, and you can not have to pay for packaging. You can just throw it up on there, okay?
Yeah.
So this is one of the first, I think it was the first show that played the Marquee Theater, the new Marquee Theater.
It had
a stellar international cast of performers. The writer is one of the most famous songwriters living today.
Oh!
Based on a historical...
The Cape Man?
That's right.
Is it Cape Man? Okay.
Cape Man. Had a famously difficult process getting it to Broadway. The road to Broadway was very difficult, and that's a whole other podcast to talk about the Cape Man experience. But it had Paul Simon wrote the book Music and Lyrics with the help of another fellow, but he really was the one who spearheaded it, obviously. And it's based on the true story of a man who late 50s in Hell's Kitchen killed two boys because he thought they were from a rival gang. And he was wearing a cape and he was known as the Cape Man. And he went through the news and all of that. And he was famously, said that he, didn't care that his mother, if she died seeing him do this. And he was a very heartless person. But then, over time, after prison and all that, he kind of changed the way of his life, and he became a counselor and outreach person to help other gang-related, young people. But they musicalized his whole story. And there's two recordings of it. There's an album of just about 14 or so of the songs with just Paul Simon singing and a couple other people. And then there's a full cast recording of 36 songs you can get in iTunes. The cast had Mark Anthony, Latino pop star. Another way more famous, not to me, I love this man named Ruben Blades. He's a very well-known Latino pop star.
Yeah.
Beautiful composer in his own right and has incredible albums. But these two guys were starring on Broadway. Sara Ramirez, you know, we know from, of course, now from Spamalot and Grey's Anatomy and all of that. But she was in it. But it was, they had a horrible time getting it to Broadway. They, the director, they had to fire, they had a ghost director come in, and they had, you know, fights between the writer and Paul Simon, and, you know, because he had most of the power, and he wrote a lot of the show based on what the album was going to sound like. So he went to the studio first, and he did a lot of the album work then before they even put it up on stage. But consequently, we have these amazing recordings of it.
That's great.
And it's something that it has a very it's got a fun Latin feel to it, and yet to me it's their storytelling. It's a very interesting listen, and I'm a huge fan of Cape. In fact, the Delcourt Theater did it in 2010. They did it you know in the park. They did a one night concert. Diane Paulus directed it.
Oh,
and I saw it actually.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was good. You could see why maybe it's not done all the time, but really what it needs is just a little more focus on the story and how to tell that story. How literal do you want to be?
Sure.
But as far as a score, I argue there aren't many better scores out there that are obscure that are that clean and that concise.
And Paul Simon never came back, right?
No, I think I read that he was completely disenchanted with the Broadway experience because from what I read was that he didn't really play by the rules of Broadway, that he kind of wanted to do his own thing, and he really wanted to, you know, he's a very, he knows what he's doing in the pop field, so I'm sure he brought that same kind of sensibility, you know, when he was doing this. So yeah, Cape Man, I highly, highly recommend listening to
it. I'm going to listen to it tonight. Yeah. I haven't heard in the longest time.
And the concept album is really good, but and that's the one that you could get a lot. You know, when I was in college, that one was always on eBay for like $2 because it was oversaturated. But I suggest getting the original cast album, listening to that on iTunes.
That's
on iTunes,
preference.
And that to me, that is the whole show, and you're really getting a full sense of this. It's basically sung through, and it's just a very smart piece.
Oh, well, I can't wait to listen to it tonight. I'm very excited. Paul Simon. And the songwriter, not the senator.
That, indubitably.
Great, just making sure.
But I would like
to hear his version.
Yes, I would like to hear what he's got to write.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So what do you have for me today?
The 1978 Tony Awards broadcast.
Okay. Are they on YouTube? Sorry to interrupt you.
They're all on YouTube.
All the Tony Awards on
Somebody
YouTube?
Has posted all
God
of them on YouTube.
You.
And God bless them. And some of them also have the original commercials, which I love as well.
Okay. All right.
And you'll see that like one of them is like celebrating the Winter Garden Theater.
Oh.
Or one of them is like, you're fine. That's that's cool.
That's nice.
This one, though, was a theme called Footlights.
Oh.
But this is how they framed the show. And this is something I still cannot figure out for the life of me. Bonnie Franklin, already enough. Already
applause.
You're like, oh, okay.
Applause
was on One Day at a Time, right?
Yeah.
She was her TV show.
Yeah.
The whole show is seen through the eyes of Bonnie Franklin. So the broadcast starts off with, it's a shot of Lauren Bacall.
Uh-huh.
You know who it is. You're like, Lauren Bacall.
Oh, yeah.
And you see her looking for her seat in the theater, and she sits down, and she sits next to Walter Cronkite. You're like, Walter Cronkite. Oh. And the camera pans, and there's Bonnie Franklin. And you hear a voiceover person go, Bonnie Franklin. And I'm like, so already... Already we're in trouble, because already you're telling the audience who the hell this famous person is. It's like, do you remember Rich Little, the impressionist?
Oh, yeah.
It's like when he would have to tell you who he was impersonating. And the whole thing is Bonnie Franklin just sitting there with this really dumb look on her face, thinking, like somebody was like, Bonnie, just think for 20 minutes.
Right.
And you hear a voiceover of her being like, I remember when I was in the theater. Mm. And there's a montage of her, like, what auditioning and all this stuff. And you're like, this is taking away time from speeches.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what they didn't do? All of the writers and all of the designers who won, none of them were included in the awards ceremony. Oh. Because you needed more time for Bonnie Franklin
to think,
to sit there and reminisce.
Oh my God.
It is the most awkward, awkward thing, but it gets even better. Ed Asner comes out and goes, you know what? Because a lot of people don't know that I like to sing. So I'm going to sing all the nominees for Best Actress in a Musical.
Madeline Kahn on the 20th Century. Woo, 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 woo. Eartha Kitt in Timbuktu. Timbuktu. Liza Minnelli in The Act. Frances Sternhagen in Angel, Angel.
1978 Tony Awards, amazing clips, amazing speeches, but Hildy Parks, who wrote it, Hildy, I love you anyway. So take a look at the 1978 Tony Awards.
I wonder if she did the awards the next year.
She did it up until the mid-80s, I think, like 86.
God. She was really flexing her her writing muscles.
She was great, but the themes on some of these awards broadcasts. If you are a fan of the Tony Awards from, I think, like 1971 to about 1986, please, Facebook, tweet us. Let us know what your favorite themes are, and let us know how you like Cape Man.
Thanks for joining us today, and we're going to see you next time. If you want, you can follow us on the Facebook.
Ooh.
What's our Facebook name?
Behind the Curtain, that's Broadway's right. Living Legends.
Or on Twitter, at Broadway Curtain. Say hi to us.
Until next time, take care.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.